From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Well, raising gas taxes and vehicle fees is perhaps the least popular thing a California politician can do. Just ask former Governor Gray Davis, who was recalled after raising what Arnold Schwarzenegger dubbed the car tax. Well, that's why it took the full negotiating power of Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders to push their transportation funding measure across the finish line yesterday. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
Just hours before the scheduled vote on the transportation funding deal, a new bill emerged with $1 billion in earmarks for the Central Valley and Inland Empire, two regions that often lose out to the Bay Area and Southern California. Democratic Assemblyman Adam Gray of Merced made no bones about his deal-making to extend commuter rail from the Bay Area to his district.
So it's protected money, dedicated to transportation, specific projects that we can point to in our community, and it gives the Valley access to some of this transit.
The new gas taxes and vehicle fees will raise an estimated $52 billion over the first decade for road repairs, public transit, and other transportation projects. When the bill came up for debate, Republicans slammed it. Senator Janet Wynn spoke of the hardships it'll impose on poor and middle-class Californians.
I don't want them to have to live through what I did. When my parents had to choose between making sure that they can get to work or buy a gallon of milk for my siblings and I.
But with crucial support from one Republican senator, the Democrats used their supermajorities to muscle the bill past the two-thirds threshold to raise taxes and fees without a single vote to spare. Afterwards, Brown emerged from the governor's office to take a victory lap.
Tonight, we did something to fix the roads of California.
And he defended the deals he cut to get the measure through.
Sometimes these bills that take all these different arrangements and compromises help the very people that we came here to serve.
An early birthday present for the oldest governor in California history, who turned 79 today. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, happy birthday, Governor Brown. You can find this story and more at krcb.org/news. Why not consider supporting us during our spring fundraiser? You can do that in just a few short minutes by visiting donate.krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.